If you've missed a show, the full audio library is at RadioMD.com. And now back to you, the Owner's Manual Radio Show.
Catherine Tristan lived a life riddled with worry and anxiety, but she worked her way around it. Now she wants to help you get rid of that worry situation you may be involved in. Her book is called Why Worry? Stop Coping and Start Living, published by Atria Books. It's a division of Simon & Schuster. Hey, welcome to the show, Catherine. Is it a choice that we worry? And if that's the case, can we rework our noggins to stop doing it?
We actually can, and really the key to it is understanding when it's helping you and when it's harming you. And that's what I say is that worry is a choice. How we deal with worry is a choice. It may come up very quickly, but how we deal with it is strictly up to us. And it helps us if we use it in a good way.
Can you use worry to be a positive thing? Can it be a good thing every now and then?
Yes, it can, and that's kind of the myth, is that, you know, it's like, don't worry. Well, actually, we do need to worry. It helps you it helps you be prepared and stay ahead. Maybe you've got a test at school or a company presentation, but don't obsess over it. Helps you be proactive. Maybe you want to get in shape, get fit and trim, or get your finances in order. You're kind of worried about them. And even sometimes it helps you avoid danger. You're going down a street, you decide you feel funny about that, you don't want to do it, and so then you go take a cab or a different way home. So in that way, worry can help you. But when you don't go out at night at all, then you've gone to the dark side of worry. So it can help us.
All right, here's Dr. Mike.
Now, you went through a worry episode and anxiety and chronic anxiety in your life. Tell us a little bit about that, because this is really your story of how you manage through it, isn't it?
I give it, actually, part of it's my story. I also have stories of others who've gone through challenges and then a lot of specific tools.
No, but I meant this really started. Your entry into the field started your own episodes and your own battles.
Absolutely, and it started really when I was in college and I was studying for chemistry finals, and you know, I was working my way through college and putting myself under a lot of stress, and I thought if I didn't pass this test, it would be the end of my life. And so I, you know, I ended up feeling all of a sudden this intense fear, and my heart was beating, and I was short of breath, and I thought I might lose my mind. I didn't know what that was, but it was so upsetting. You know, later you find out that's an anxiety attack or a panic attack, but it left its imprint on me for years because I never wanted to have another one. And I would start avoiding things or any situation where I felt that it was going to potentially pop up and harm me. But the more I agreed with it, the more restricted my life became. And so that was the downside of it. It was that the more I agreed with it, the more other things there were to worry about, until I figured out that I was making a choice with this and I didn't have to agree with it. I could make other choices besides the ones that were holding me back.
And now, how did you teach yourself to make those choices, though? In other words, what did you do? What was the process?
And that's exactly what it was. You don't just have the thought and boom, you're done with this problem. It's a matter of focus and intention and working it through. And I actually talked about four things that helped me. And I call it changing from the inside out, or changing from your inner core. And I went through this progress, and I you know, the C was first learning that I was making choices here, that I didn't have to go to the negative side of all those thoughts that are coming to me like on a conveyor belt. I can pick and choose those. Then I could also choose which ones were harming me, perfectionism, blaming, anger. I could turn those around and look at my life differently. Those kind of skills helped me a lot. But then the one that really helped me the most was the R in core, C-O-R, and the R stands for risk, and that is learning to get out of my comfort zone little by little and to take that leap of faith to believe in myself again. And when you can get over it and risk, then you're on your way out. And also embracing things from a higher side, that's the E in core, from a spiritual side, from a higher perspective, all those things in that process, that's what really helped me, but it was definitely a process.
Now, one of the things that you said was to be willing to embrace risk. Yet a lot of people worry because they have taken risk. How do you balance those two?
Well, before you start taking the risks, is that you need to do essentially a mental retooling. And before you feel empowered enough that you can safely take a risk, you have to know that you are safe and sound in your own mind, that you can take care of yourself, that you have tools that you can use if you do start worrying too much or feel anxious. And then the taking risk a little at a time, I mean, I didn't get anywhere until I started going. I was afraid to leave the St. Louis area for many years until I started driving further and further, before I started driving over bridges again, and before I took a hold of listening to my thoughts but then disagreeing with them. That is what you need to do. And yes, we don't like to take risks, but it's really, unfortunately, for that frame of mind, it's very necessary.
Now, the other thing one would want to say is when I'm watching my children choose mates now, and how much of obviously, if you meet people online or you go on one of the dating sites, one of the interesting things is they are very interested. You watch them, and one of the things you talk about is love lessons from the heart, and the way your heart attracts a mate, finds success in business, and keeps you safe.
Right, and so the part of me is that I needed really to get in touch with was my heart, which is the seat of the soul, the representative of our that's our seat of our emotions. And so, absolutely, you're seeing your kids do that. I have kids too that have gone through that, and you have to figure out as a parent how to deal with it and how to kind of step back and let them do their own thing. But unless you step into what I say, the first step is actually from the heart zone, because that is what you have to deal with more, is how do I feel? Can I handle my feelings? Can I handle the negative ones? Because those also can help us. And how do I, deal with some of the ways, the practical ways of dealing with things like hurt and anger? That's important to know how to do. And I give lots of strategies of how to do that.
Bridget, did you have any questions? You've been intent on reading the book. Tell you not to look at it.
Yeah, no, I really enjoyed the book, and I think that you have wonderful advice. I think that it's great that you aren't hesitant to share your own story, because I think that it's a problem that so many people struggle with. And you don't, I personally did when I was probably, I just graduated from college last year, so when I was a senior in high school, and I had no idea that it was anxiety, and it took me a really long time myself and it was honestly like through starting to do yoga that I realized all of the things that I can control in my own thoughts. And it parallels a lot with a lot of the concepts that you talk about. And the thing that I loved the most was talking about your outlook makeovers and how you can just change the way that you look at things, and essentially that can change the actual thing that you're looking at.
Absolutely. A lot of young people, you aren't necessarily taught this in school. And so what you have evolved into has been very beneficial in figuring things like that out.
Yeah, definitely. I mean, and I'm very thankful for yoga. And a lot of the one thing that you were talking about, too, with how you have so many things going on around you that make you so crazy. And then we so easily are vulnerable to that. And the one day that I was in yoga, we were in this really hard pose. And the instructor said, just because life gets crazy doesn't mean that you have to. And I think about that all the time, because at the time, my brain was like drifting with the difficult pose and how much I was struggling with it. And she was so right that like just focusing on my breath and like those other important things can really help.
Well, we'll get back and maybe hear Catherine's response in a minute. She's the author of Why Worry, Stop Coping and Start Living. So stay with us, and more about how you can channel your worry in a more positive direction on You, the Owner's Manual Radio Show with Dr. Michael Roizen. Stay with us. Thanks for listening.
Great Start Life Insurance, offered by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, ensures the insurability of your child. Now, what does that mean? Well, too often people will get an illness or an injury at some point in their lives that afterwards precludes them from receiving life insurance, and that can cause a lot of problems. By insuring your children now with the Great Start Plan, the insurance that grows with your child, they'll already be insured regardless of future illness or injury. Find out about the rates and all the great benefits of the Great Start Plan. Go to GreatStartGTL.com, enter the station's call letters, and as a thank you for applying, we'll give you a free non-insurance prescription discount card, good for substantial savings on prescriptions and other medical tests. Keep and use the discount card even if you should cancel your Great Start Juvenile Life Insurance policy. The free discount card is not insurance, and discounts are available only at participating pharmacies. The discount medical plan organization providing this discount card is Vantage America Solutions, Inc. Ensure the insurability of your child and check out the Great Start Plan. Plan not available in all states. Life insurance underwritten by Guarantee Trust Life Insurance Company, Glenview, Illinois. Peace of mind. Now at GreatStartGTL.com. That's GreatStartGTL.com.